Mr. Chair, for this proposal. Actually, I didn't have the intention to intervene because for me, the summary looked fine. But now with this comment from my colleague from Germany, I'm getting confused. I think that indent clarifying the position of Belarus should be really the position of Belarus and not how we might interpret it. So I think if we add this where neither SIM nor SMGS applies, then it's basically approach A. And that is not what the approach that Belarus has presented, to my opinion. The term in parallel, I think it's in parallel and coexist. I mean, if we want to be clear, I think this is what Belarus suggested, that during a first phase, the three regimes would coexist. The new URL regime for contract of carriage would not be limited to Euro-Asian corridors. It would not be limited at all, actually, but it would be an opt-in solution. It would coexist in parallel with the other two regimes, but on a voluntary basis. And the second phase is when that new regime becomes mandatory and the other two disappear. So, voilà, I don't know if that, yeah, maybe the term coexist in parallel with, basically they would apply for the same type of traffic, which is actually, in our view, problematic. I think that would echo the comments of DOT Secretariat in that regard. Thank you.